Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. You know what we believe in here. Become aware. Think. Take action. Step into your greatness. Stay there. And always take others with you. This is our show for Thursday, May 14th. You know, we have to switch it up every now and then. We have a lot of things going on. It's the end of the semester. Congratulations out there to all you graduates out there. Getting ready for the finals. You're pulling your hair out. You don't know which way you want to go and what you want to do. But if you listen to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, we're going to definitely steer you right. You know, we're going to start off with our email request. And we have a request to call Ned from Arkansas. And they want to hear some Luther. And that is what we will do. And then Stephanie Haynes will be on with us with part two of Relations. You know, I'd like to extend appreciation to all of you out there. We love you. And especially to the person who woke me up. Now I'm waking you up. And together, we are waking up the world. And special thanks to my LP 112 legacy leaders, the best leaders in the world. And, of course, my faith-based organization, keeping me focused on my mission and on my humanistic vow. Today, we are getting ready to sign in for Tommy Lee Jones. The Midnight Poet is having a book signing on Saturday, May 16th at 4 o'clock. I'll give you that information later on. First of all, let's take over our email request. And I think I'm going to go with Oklahoma before I go to Arkansas. And Oklahoma wants to hear some Stevie. So here we go. Have a great evening. Drivers out there, you know what you have to do. You cannot take off going 50 miles an hour from a stop sign or a red light. The streets are wet. Be careful out there. We're going to keep on moving. We're taking care of our request for Arkansas. You know, Wicked Up with Linda McShane goes all over the world. So here you go, Arkansas. We love you. We're going to start you off and give you what you asked for. Here's Luther.
Myself some, and I say, oh my, in a lot of ways you're a lucky guy, and now all you need is a chance to try, and in love, and in my heart there's a need to shout, dying, screaming, crying, and let me out. Are all those feelings that I want to touch and enough? What a world for the lonely guy. Sometimes I feel I'm gonna lose my mind. Can anybody tell me just where to find any love? Any love? Oh, everyone needs a love, no doubt. Any love, any love. Everybody feels a lonely. Any love, any love. And I know there's a love the end of my life, end of my life. Try to think positive, and I pray for someone good to give any love. Love is sweet and so divine, and I can't wait for my love light to shine. Can anybody tell me where I can find any love? Any love at all? Everyone needs a love, no doubt. Any love, any love. Yeah. Everybody feels alone without any love, any love, any love. And I know there's someone waiting for me to enter my life.
Get your chance to love.
We're going to keep rolling for you. You know we here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. We are people of our word because we keep a high life in condition. It is very important to keep an elevated life condition so that you will be able to calmly accept whatever happens in life, striving to put problems into proper perspective and solving them with a positive attitude. Happiness blossoms forth from such a strong and all-encompassing life condition. We're going to wrap it up here with your request, Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm going to pay you one more looper with Mariah because this is what you said you wanted, and here we go.
There's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love,
yeah.
You're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
I'll be a fool.
wake up out there. You know the book signing for Release the Peace, a book of poetry by Tommy Lee Ray, a.k.a. T.L.R.A., the Midnight Poet. You know, Release the Peace is a timely piece of literary work. Tommy Lee Ray is a gifted poet and writer known as the Midnight Poet. He is an actor and a voiceover artist. His poetry shines a light on America, her people, and America's social and political ills. Tommy Lee's poetry, Ray's poetry, will inspire you to live a more peaceful life with yourself and others. The RSVP number to dial is 323-372-1926. Again, the number is 323-372-1926. The book signing will be on Saturday, May 16th from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. I am not giving out an address because you must RSVP. And when you dial in, you will get all of that information. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to see this fine gentleman in action. So that's our promo for right now. I'm going to give you a little bit more information. You know, we always take you where you need to go. You have to buy a ticket. The cost of that ticket for all you young adults out there and old adults too, and especially all of you scholars, is you must have a dream. You must have a goal. You must continue to complete. And I'll take you on a ride with me. Okay?
Ow. I know of a lady. Y'all, ain't nobody crying.
Oh,
take over. Walking on the bridge. You know, we all have to take those progressive steps through life. And I have a lady on the line, Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound that keeps us walking, moving forward, mind, body, and spirit. Good evening, Stephanie Haynes. How are you? This is Waking Up with Linda McShann.
Good evening, Miss Linda. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. I know it's crazy out there for you. We're going into part two of relationships because that is a short topic today because you're doing things. But we love you because you always, always come and put us in gear. No matter if it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, we get the job done. Stephanie, I'm going to turn it over to you. Let's roll. I have my workbook waiting.
All right. So good evening, listeners. So we're going to do part two of relationship with males, father figures, and significant others. So relationship with fathers or significant male figures influence how women relate to the men in their lives. During our formative years of early childhood, father or male role models teach us how men behave, what to expect from them, and how to respond to them. The nature of those relationship forms our later response to men. In healthy, nurturing relationships, we learn to respond in unwholesome ways, Unhealthy responses cause distress and dissatisfaction. Abusive experiences teach women to expect to be treated poorly. Women of all ages are raped, sexually assaulted, robbed, and subjected to aggressive and simple assault. Many tolerate poor treatment, hoping that if they hold out long enough, the negative behavior will stop. It is a system of low self-esteem, unworthy of love, and stay in abusive situations trying to make themselves more appealing. The prospects of not having a man in their lives intimidate others, and they submit to mistreatment rather than go alone. The eyes are the most telling. The distant, cheerless gaze penetrates between and beyond its the path without sparkles. Let me read that again. The eyes are the most telling. The distant, cheerless gaze penetrates beyond its immediate path without sparkles. We often choose men like our fathers, like I did when I was growing up. My father was in the Navy. Every weekend he would come home drunk. He would abuse my mother and the family. I would always say to myself that I would not marry a man that would abuse me. So what I found out in my later years is whatever you focus on is what you will manifest. Yes. I manifest relationship with men that has some of his characteristics. I learn when entering a relationship all of our power to choose, to say no, to behave that is unacceptable or demanding to our well-being. When operating from fear, weakness, and insecurity, rather than from love and strength, we create relationships that we are used to seeing or that we are comfortable with. When we are loved and strong in our relationship, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bring us down. We women are made to be loved and cherished, and also our men. However, it starts with us. We have to transform our pain and struggles into medicine. Meaning that whatever type of relationship we desire to have with a man, we must have it with ourselves first. For example, if we want to have our mate to love us and respect us, we have to love and respect ourselves. Everything begins and ends with us. I have a quote. We will forgive our fathers when we forgive our fathers for the traumas he has caused us. We can create healthy and loving relationship with our mates. We'll read it again. You can write this down. When we forgive our fathers for the trauma he has caused us, we can create healthy and loving relationship with our mates. So not only your father, any male figure it has been in your life that caused you any kind of trauma or dis-ease. Remember, you have to forgive them. Also, when both parties in a relationship know what is expected of each other, the values important to both are clear. Clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person to know about the other person needs and wants. So last week we left out on relationship with men, reflection, and journal writing. So at this moment I want to ask everybody to grab a pencil and a pen. And we got some questions here to write and to really go inside and to reflect. So the first question is, at what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? And what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? That meaning that allowing the person to do and say anything to you, just walk all over you. You do not speak up. You may suppress your feelings. But at what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? It could be that time of fear. So whatever that is for you, write that down. Number two, at what time do you allow yourself to be treated like fine crystal? And what time do you allow yourself to be treated like fine crystal? What constructive changes can you make in your attitude and behavior? What constructive change can you make in your attitude and behavior? Four, what implicit and explicit message do you send to a man about this when you are engaging in casual sex? You know, now, you know, there are relationships where most of them is for benefits. They don't have to marry the woman. They don't even have to respect the woman. So it's friends with benefits. You know, women give themselves up freely because you don't have to give me anything. You don't have to respect me. You do not have to marry me. You can have me anytime you want to. Message do you send to a man about yourself when you engage in casual sex? And there are some women do not want any kind of attachment or even have a committed relationship. They may have more than one male partner or female partner. But what kind of message are you sending out there? All right, number five, how accurate are the message? Is the message that you're sending, is the intent correct? Is it coming from a place of value? So what is, you know, how accurate are the messages that you're sending out there? Number six, are they the message you intend to send? Because sometimes it can be misread. Number seven, and what ways can you reflect change in how you treat yourself? Number eight, do you want a life that is inferior to what you deserve and can create? I'm going to read that again. Do you want a life that is inferior to what you deserve? Number nine, are you asking too much? Number 10, what is your bottom line? What do you really stand for? Number 11, do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity to him? Do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expect you to surrender your identity to him? Number 12, in what ways can you create a fulfilling life? In what ways can you create a fulfilling life? Do you believe you can do it? And last but not least, what do you want? Do you know what you want? What do you want out of a relationship? Okay, Miss Linda.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, are you awake here?
I'm here. I'm writing down as you read and shoot. I'm answering these questions over here. And I especially like the one, what do you want? You know, people don't really know what they want. I run into a lot of people. And when you find a person that knows what they want, they are so, how can I say it, possessed with it, so, you know, anxious to get there, not being swayed. When you know what you want, you're unswayable. So as this email came in with dealing with relationships, and do you allow yourself to be used as a doormat, you know, kind of like, oh, you sort of like touched it on the nose, you know, like speaking with you anyway, walking all over for you, not really having an opinion or keeping your feelings to yourself, or would you like to be treated like fine china? How can one really, if you're only going to manifest what you know and think about where you want to go with, and you've never seen a piece of fine china, how do you know you want to be treated like that? What should one do? Should they compare themselves with their environment, their family environment, or read books, or what? A lot of people don't know. They don't know what they want, and they don't know what fine china is.
And you're right, Linda, you know, because, you know, in your upbringing, growing up, if you wasn't taught to be treated with respect, and if you was not treated with respect, then it's kind of hard to be able to allow another individual to be able to be respectful to you.
Right.
And those are the very ones that sometimes you get in a relationship and you abuse the relationship because of the fact that you do not know how to treat that person because you don't know what that is.
Right. It's you just know? Like a person not recognizing an authentic individual. You know, there's so many people that, you know, when people are naive, I'll use the word naive, I've seen many situations, and they're not dealing with true authentic people. Their agendas are wrong. When they meet an individual that's authentic, they don't know how to appreciate or deal with it. And I've actually seen that. So the same thing with it when the relationship, and again, it depends on your upbringing and your family environment, what you will allow. Some people veer off from that training, or they go out and they explore, shall I say. You know, you go against the grain of everything you was taught, everything you saw, you just go the opposite way. But I find out that eventually you always go back to that basics. Because that's really actually your true being. That's really, really what you're about, wouldn't you say?
That's true.
Are they getting a relationship, love, or, you know, how can we say looking for love in all the wrong places? So they get out and they get this maid, and this maid just possibly might, it's really not the right person for them, and they're using them, they're abusing them, they're doing everything up under the sun. Eventually, and I will say that I've seen it happen on many occasions, eventually that person, most persons, can snap back to that basics. A lot of people get stuck there. And I often wonder, what is that about? Is that, well, we know it's lack of self-esteem. We know it's, well, basically it's lack of self-esteem, because if you love yourself, you are not going to allow anyone to do too much to you. Would you agree with me on that?
That's true.
Okay.
You know, some people get into relationships to try to find someone to complete them.
Okay.
And that's what most times when you get in a relationship with, it causes conflicts because of the fact that your needs, you're trying to get your needs met.
Right.
And okay. So when you have two needy people in a relationship, then it's always conflict because one is always trying to take from the other, trying to get something that a person cannot give you because they don't have it for themselves.
That's true. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So the ideal relationship is to have two individuals that are complete within themselves.
Okay, I got you. One has to be complete with who they are. And then it really doesn't matter if you're there, if you're not. If you have that completeness. That gives you your confidence. That gives you your strength. That gives you your drive to continue to go. I think I had a person tell me one time, you fall in love too much. And I kind of looked at that person. I said, oh, yeah, I fall in love every day. Every day, sometimes twice a day. But you know who I'm falling in love with? Is me. They didn't know how to take that, but that's what I had to tell them. Okay, and that's the way it was. Yeah, yeah, you fall. It's no such thing. I couldn't fathom that it was with another individual, because that didn't apply to me. But loving myself, that applied to me. So when you love yourself, you don't fall in love too much with other people because you're very, very careful with who you fall in love with, wouldn't you say?
That's true.
So we had a little conflict on that, and I just looked, I said, some people think they can see. I guess, you know, maybe they should get their lenses cleaned out or whatever. But Stephanie, that's what I felt. I just wanted to know about that statement. What do you want? Because that's very, very important. What do you want? Do you know what you want? There's many, and I know that you've probably shared this. There's like many exercises when you go to motivational groups or groups that are there to put you or to guide you, to motivate you. I've witnessed a lot of exercises that will have this statement, what do you want? Because that's very important. And they do them in different ways, you know, they group up on you. You want this, and this one on to your left is saying you can't get it, and this one behind your neck is saying you can get it. And it's a very exciting exercise, but it's something that gives you thought. Because the one screaming at you that you can't, no matter what you say you want to do, the one screaming at you is the powerful one, because that's that destroyer. But that's what it appears to be. But the real strong one is the one that's encouraging you that you can. And you have to decide which one you want to sway to. I did several exercises and several, training programs that take care of that, and it's a powerful exercise. So to see you put this on number 14, what do you want? And then right next to it, I put, do you know what you want? Because if you know what you want, you're not going to be swayed by anybody. No. And you're not going to stop until you get it. Wouldn't you agree?
That's true.
Okay. Well, I have put that out, but I know that we're having a forgiveness workshop that's going to be taught by you June 13th. I'm looking at this information. I don't know if you have the location. I know our time and that you have an engagement this evening, so we can't spend it a lot of time. But what are some of the things that you like to share as far as workbook? I need a new workbook. I've marked mine up, and I know that there's good things coming out. So what's happening with you in the community? Is there something we need to know about, something coming up other than that 5K that's coming in at the end and May 30th, and also your 21 Saturdays? Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Because, you know, we keep our word to you. If you say that you're going to be here from here to here, that's what we do. We don't take you a minute over.
Well, yeah, well, actually, the event for June 13th has been postponed to a later date.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but what we are going to have on June 6th is a event, Our Girls Are Crying Out. So we are answering the call. So it's going to be a community breakfast, and it's going to be in the Imperial Courts on June 6th. From 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
And we're going to have the wife of Philemon Mike Gibson.
Okay.
District.
Okay.
His wife's going to come. She's going to be our keynote speaker.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to be on June 6th. It's going to be in the Imperial Courts Recreation Center, and the address there is 250 East 114th Street. That's in L.A., California.
Okay. And the name of the location is the Imperial what?
The Imperial Courts Recreation Center.
Okay. Rec Center, great. No, and that is at 2250 East 114th Street. Now, this breakfast, the speaker that's coming, Mrs. Gibson, this is the Congressman, Mike Gibson's wife. What is the theme of this? What is the purpose of this? What, you know?
Well, the theme for the breakfast is girls can't be what they don't see.
I like that. Can't be what they don't see. Yes. Okay.
So I'm a part of the NCNW, the National Council of Negro Women.
Uh huh.
So we have the SOS program, which stands for Save Our Sisters, and we are going out and starting in actually in June for the I think it's City Nights Out. It's, you know, after, you know, the park programs after dark, you know, they have these activities for their for the people within their community.
Okay.
So the NCNW is going to go out and provide education. And so I am one of the collaborative partners amongst the 11 others.
Okay.
And we just will go out there and teach different topics to the youth there.
Hmm.
Try to save our young girls.
Mm-hmm.
So the theme, again, is girls can't be what they don't see.
That's absolutely correct. You must have that example out there. You must have some type of guidance, you know, and it's so true. And it never, ever fails because my mother, who's no longer here, that transcended on her birthday in 2008, which we will be celebrating, she used to always tell me, and I guess it could be a Southern thing. As a matter of fact, I know it's a Southern thing because most women that I come across that have the same type of idea, they are from that Southern blood. She said, you know what? She said, you have to be relaxed, and it's always good to be comfortable. But don't go out the house in a T-shirt and holy jeans. Or any of that. Well, I won't even say holy jeans because coming up in Texas, we were only allowed to wear jeans at rodeo time, and that was in February. You dressed. And she said, and the reason being, she said, if someone offered you $10,000 to $20,000 to get to a location, because I was living in Los Angeles, she said, and if someone offered you $10,000 to $20,000 to get to San Diego, within 2 hours, no more than 2 hours and 2.5 hours, she said you would miss the money. She said if you allow yourself to not be ready. So I've always been ready. You know, I'll keep a jacket in the car. You know, I love my hats. But whenever I get ready to go out the house, it's okay to be comfortable. But it will always be a comfort that I could add on and be ready so that I don't miss out on that money. And that was what was taught to me at a young age. So I like the topic, you cannot be what you don't see. Well, since it's going to be a lot of young girls there, my question to you is, are the parents going to be there? Who are they using as models? You know, the women of the community, will they be participating, or it's just going for the girls? Because if you can talk to your blue in the face, but if they go home and still don't see anything better, where do you go with that?
Yeah, the parents are invited as well.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Is there a cost for this?
No, it's free.
And it's from 9:30 to 11:30 on that. Well, I'd like to talk to you on that and the next go around, you know, because we too are getting geared up to get out there and become that village again, because that's missing, that's lacking, and that's what's needed, okay? We cannot move any longer depending on the other or waiting on this one to do that. The village has to come together. And this particular breakfast is music to my ears because that's what's all about out there. As far as getting together, I'd like to share with you. I know that there's some community things that we will be participating in. I got all of that information, you know, giving our support and assistance, you know, for, you know, persons transitioning. As one of the African dancers traveling with you, I'd like to tell the listening audience this is a awesome coach. Not only does she take care of you, mind, body, and soul, she keeps you going out there, keep reminding you of what your mission is, to be always be supportive and assistance to others. We don't use the word help because it's support and assistance. So I know that that's happening. The 21 Saturdays is where it is, and June 6th will be the breakfast. Is there a number that persons have to call, Stephanie, to RSVP, or how does that work?
Let me check and see. Actually, they can go to, I guess it's the SOS Community Breakfast .evite.com. Yes, there
okay.
is a phone number. Let me give
okay.
you the phone number. The phone number is 323-563-1.
Okay, hold on. Let me write that so I can put it out. It's 323.
Mm-hmm.
563. Mm-hmm. 1347.
323-563-4347.
Okay, I'm
going to
put that out.
It's 1347.
Okay, wait a minute. 323-563-1347.
Yes, and
okay.
I want to correct you on it's she is the wife of the assembly man Mike Gibson.
Oh, assembly man. Okay, and he's what assembly? What
the
number?
64th district.
64th. Okay.
District. All right, and so they have to RSVP by June 3rd.
Okay, RSVP by June 3rd. Okay. Well, Stephanie, we're about at that time. I know that you have another commitment that, you know, we hold our word to. Now, next Thursday, what will our topic be?
Topic next week will be healing of the wound. We'll go to the beginning of the workbook.
Okay.
So this is a good opportunity for the listeners who have not heard the beginning of the workbook. They can catch on from the beginning.
And I tell you, listeners, it's something that you want to catch on to. Would you give us a number, a contact number, so that for those who would like to get this workbook, to have it and mark it up like I've marked mine up, because it's some good stuff here. We get the good stuff from Stephanie Haynes every week on the Healing of the Wound, and we have so much appreciation for you. Would you give us your number, please?
Yes, it's 323-605-2706.
2706. Okay, well, Ms. Stephanie Haynes of the Healing of the Wound, we're going to thank you, and the listeners thank you. And for all my emails that came in, you have answered them on that. And I'm going to say my last words to you is we love you. And listeners out there, what do you want? And in order to do that, as this new workshop is coming up, especially for you girls, it says girls can be what they don't see. I love it. I love it, Stephanie. We're not going to hold you. Good night to you, and we love you.
And we love you, too, and take care, and thanks for having me on once again.
Thank you for being here, supportive of Waking Up with Linda McShann. Guests, you have been listening to the author of The Healing of the Wound, Ms. Stephanie Haynes, and she takes us through many, 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 many steps out there. There's some information I will be posting out. There's a wonderful breakfast coming. Stephanie moves in the community. Stephanie takes care of us, mind, body, and soul. And it all goes together. And one thing she is a great teacher of is she's my best reminder. And that's why I always remind you, delay does not mean defeat. Let's keep rolling here. Thank you.
I love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my son sense. Anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. Running right through me. Share my life.
Share.
Hey, girl.
Life.
You can trust in me.
Trust.
Baby.
Me,
you're all I want.
You are.
Hey,
I
girl.
Want.
Yeah, everything I need. Hey, baby. You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world. Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl. You can trust in me, girl.
Trust,
baby.
In me, girl.
You're all I want.
You want,
baby.
I want,
baby. You're everything I need. Yeah,
share.
I really mean it, babe.
Share.
Hey, girl.
Tomorrow. When are you gonna say it's alright, it's alright?
Because we're taking care of our email requests coming in from Little Rock, Arkansas. You know, we're here to wake up everybody. We had Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us, the author of The Healing of the Wound. And she took us through relationships with men. She asked questions out there. And I'm going to ask you this, what do you want? And the next week on Thursday, we will be coming back with the beginning of the workbook, The Healing of the Wound. Also, as a reminder, there is a book signing on Saturday, May 16th, Release the Peace, a book of poetry by Tommy Lee Ray, a.k.a. TLR, the Midnight Poet. Tommy Lee Ray is a voiceover artist and actor, and he has poems in this book such as Release the Peace, King of Peace, Step into Your Feelings, and Voice of Justice, and many, many more. Reading them are great, but to see him in action is phenomenal. There's a number that you can call. That number for RSVP, listen up very closely, RSVP is 323-372-1926. Again, that RSVP number for the book signing for Tommy Lee Ray, Release the Peace, is 323-372-1926. And also on June 6th, just pencil this in, Stephanie Haynes will be participating with the National Council of Negro Women for a breakfast in the Imperial Court Recreation Center. That address is 2250 East 114th Street. And the theme of this is girls can't be what they don't see. So what is that telling you? There's an RSVP number for that breakfast also, and it is 323-563-1347. Again, the number to RSVP, the breakfast with the theme, girls can't be what they don't see. It's sponsored by the Negro Council of the National Council of Negro Women. That number is 323-563-1347. You know, we do a lot of interesting things here with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan, but our question to you is, what do you want? And to wake you up, you know, because we believe in becoming aware. Think, take action. Stepping into your greatness. Stay there and take others with you. And as my favorite friend Sonia Alina White always says, tenacity, dedication, and again, to all you graduates out there that are getting ready to walk across that stage and you're finishing up those finals, you're going to have the best feeling of your life when you put on that cap and gown. And I know most of you out there are in the Lauder family. You see, we believe in being in the Lauder family here, cum Suma is the top of the Lordy. So, you know, sometimes you can be coon, but you always want to shoot for the Suma. Continue on with your education. As we always say, don't be afraid of the dark. You are still held up by the stars. The light will carry us all over because we are happy, bright, and light. So you see here, waking up with Linda Mac Shan is about encouragement, empowerment, and to get that blood running through your brain. We're going to carry it out. We're going to give you some more Lupa because we are people of our word here.
Not even one sad day or minute have I had since you've come my way. I hope you know I'd gladly go anywhere you take me. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon.
Going to be the West Coast and the South. Miss Andrea White Thomas will be on with us, and she's going to give us some information regarding what she sees through her eyes as a educator in the South. This is a very, very brilliant young lady. She has a lot of information for us, so you tune in. We will be coming in at 7 o'clock p.m., and of course, Miss Stephanie Haynes will be back with us on next Thursday, and we will be starting with the beginning of the world. We love you out there, all of you that just, you know, give us what we need. Just support us here. We're here to take care of everybody. We love you.
it's been a while.